to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in three different chapters. Psalms 32 verses 1 and 2 say, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit." 1 John 1 verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Luke 23:24, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." Forgiveness is mentioned in the Bible over 100 times. So if there is so much instruction on forgiveness, it must mean that we do things that need forgiveness. Everything is relational. I was reminded yet again today that God doesn't change. Forgiveness is a gift from God. We need to walk in his forgiveness and grace and be quick to forgive others. You might say, "Well, you don't know what they've done to me." Or you might say, "You don't know all the bad things that I've done. If you knew what I did, you wouldn't be so quick to forgive me." Well, truth be told, I don't have to know what you've done. I know God, and my Father offers forgiveness unconditionally. He paid that debt on the cross, and he is here with open arms to receive you back each and every time. Forgiveness demonstrates God's character, and not just giving forgiveness. We desperately need his forgiveness daily. I heard Pastor Rick Warren say, "I'm only as sick as my secrets." Friends, confess your sins to God. Confess your sins to others and pray for others so that you might find healing. The Lord does not desire for you to carry guilt around. Repent, turn, and find your peace again. 1 John said that if we confess, he is faithful to forgive. And the verse doesn't stop there. It says he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We would be wiped clean, new slate. Forgiveness is instant the moment we seek it. We do, however, have a choice. We can run from our hurt. We can hide from areas we're ashamed of, bottle up our pride, or we can openly and humbly come before a God who already saw your sin and confess it. Confession just means to admit or agree with God an area that you've messed up in, that God already saw you do, and then just ask for forgiveness. Jesus said to the very people who hung him on the cross, "Forgive them, because they know not what they do." If God can forgive the very people that crucified him, what is he willing to do for you? I'll tell you. He willingly died on the cross for your sin, past, present, and future sin. And in Psalms it said, "Blessed is them whose spirit has no deceit." Well, how do you have a clean spirit? Confess your sins. Seek forgiveness at all costs. Lord Jesus, we love you. We humbly come before you now with all our humanness, our failures, and our sin. We humbly ask for your forgiveness. We need you, Lord. We need you. Every hour we need you. You're our one defense, our righteousness. Oh Lord, how we need you. We come to you now knowing that without your forgiveness, we have no peace. With you is unconditional love and forgiveness. We confess, Lord, meet us where we are. Heal us. Make us a clean spirit, oh Lord. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.